is Hard Feelings, a podcast for people who take things to heart with Kevin Ryan and H. Foley.
Hey, gang, and welcome back to the Hard Feelings podcast. I am your host, H. Foley. In the studio with me is a very special guest.
Oh, man.
Just got back from a four-day weekend on his mother's dime down there in Orlando, Florida, also known as Disney World, also known as Little Beirut. Kevin James Ryan,
LPR.
Everybody.
Hey, guys. Thanks for tuning in. As always, I appreciate it. Check me out on a little update.
Uh-oh.
Changed all of my social media to the same old handle.
Oh, that's what was holding you back. Okay.
Next stop, Hollywood, boys.
That'll shoot the numbers up.
No. Kevin Ryan Comedy on Instagram, Kevin Ryan Comedy on Facebook, and Kevin Ryan Comedy on Twitter, and also KevinRyanComedy.com.
Ooh, look at
buddy,
that.
Buddy, streamlined.
Nice. That's called vertical integration for you kids out there.
I was designed at NASA. That's how streamlined that thing is. Woo!
That's a reusable rocket to the moon.
Ah, baby. Happy to be here.
Very nice. Kevin just got back from a nice relaxing weekend.
That's questionable.
I'm sure
it was
it
a weekend. I'll give you that.
I don't know what the fuck you're doing down there, but I don't know. You're wasting your mother's money down there. You're fucking 30 years old. Save that for the kids.
What?
You're milking her for a trip to Disney World? Not to mention you're bringing your highfalutin German girlfriend with you, doing God knows what in the room. Did you have your own room or were you bunking up?
Room. Did they like it was like a 7-bedroom house they rented.
A 7-bedroom house at Disney World.
Yeah.
What does that cost?
Oh, I don't know.
I guess a hardworking American like myself or my family will never know. Must be nice.
Yeah.
Must be nice down there.
Must be jealous too over there, fatso. No,
I love
man,
that ride.
I don't know. It was a my mom likes taking the grandkids, and then it's the only time our
you're not the grandkids.
You act like I want to go. I'm going for her so she can have her family together.
She does not want you. I talk to her pretty often.
More than you need to call.
She does not want you there.
Whatever, but like you're super. Have you ever been? You're super jealous, by the way. You are. It's not even funny.
Let me tell you something.
How jealous you are that you don't get to go at any age. What have you ever gone?
I have never been to Disney World. I've always hated that. I wanted to go.
You would love to go.
No, not now.
Said,
not now.
Hold on.
Hold on.
Not said,
now.
Hold on.
If the whole place burned to the ground.
Let me tell you, you'd fit right in down there with those fucking mouth-breathing pieces of garbage.
Taking turns in the wheelchair to skip the line.
Jesus. Oh,
probably
man.
A lot of jean shorts down there, I would
jean,
imagine.
Jeans? They're still cool down there, jean shorts.
Animals.
Cut-off T-shirts.
My
stains. Americans are disgusting people.
I can tell Europeans aren't that great either.
No.
Let me tell you this. All my life, we went on two vacations.
Your whole entire life?
No, I'm going to say two different places. We went to the shore. We went down to the shore for
the Poconos.
For the
week
or
Philly
two.
Yeah, you're Philly garbage. I know where you went.
All right.
I went there, too, till my family got a little bit of cage.
And then my cousins would do all that same shit.
Yeah.
And then every year, they would fucking go to Disney. Every year.
And you hated it.
And they would bring me back a fucking, like, stuffed Mickey Mouse just to rub it in my fucking face.
Yeah.
I used to, come on, can we go? Never went. We couldn't swing it. I understand that now. Hardworking guy, my old man. He's fucking humps over in the nice neighborhood going to Disney. I gotta get you.
Yeah. And you're not jealous.
I started to hate it. I got hard feelings. It started to really bother me.
Do you also hate skinny people, too?
Walking around, comfortable.
Look at you and your healthy body.
Breathing all right.
Yeah.
Probably sleep good. No, so I fucking hate it.
Of course.
And I know it sucks. I know I'd rather go. Oh, we'd go to Great Adventure. Keep it trashy.
Quit bragging. Ain't nothing great about Great Adventure.
Dropping names over here.
That marketing department's full of shit. Okay Adventure at best.
Three cans of Coke get you in on a Wednesday.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah, you're out in the fucking parking lot with a sixer. Hurry up, Henry. Two more and your dad gets in.
Go without me, Hank. I'll wait in the car.
No, Daddy.
Couldn't afford the six-pack?
Yeah, man.
Wait a minute. I'm not done ripping this dump apart.
Go for it. Lean in.
And I have one cousin who goes like three times a year, and they're adults.
Are they? Are they?
They're
rich?
Adults.
Are they rich people?
Not really. I mean, he probably does well, but his wife just likes to go to Disney as an adult woman.
It's expensive.
It's expensive as shit.
Yeah.
And it's all garbage down there, and they rape you for every single thing.
It's all garbage.
All right. So Kevin, douchebag, just got back from... First of all, who went? Your mom... Okay, let me just explain to you, and I'm not being mean here. Your mom wanted to take your sister's husband. They went, correct?
Yes.
Their children.
Their three children.
Their three children. And your brother.
Yes.
And his children.
His wife and their two children.
That's right. She did not want to take you
yeah.
and your unwedded girlfriend to be doing all kinds of...
I don't know what that has anything to do with it.
She's not a part of the family.
Okay.
All right. She did not want to do that. And you went. And did she give you spending money, Kevin? Did you get some spending money for Epcot? Couple of tickets? They do tickets down there? What's a ski ball situation?
Yeah.
Hey, Chief, what's a ski ball situation?
You couldn't afford a spider ring down there.
$85.
Chinese finger trap for your little wee-wee.
My little tutor.
You and your brother both put your little peckers in a Chinese finger trap.
God damn it, not again.
Yeah, they all went. I don't know. My mom also retired on the Friday before she left, so this was like a thing for her.
It's freeloading
man,
broad.
I don't... What'd you say?
It's freeloading broad.
I thought you said this funny-looking broad. I was like, that's fucking disrespectful.
Nah, the piece is nice.
Denise. Dude, she's only like 15 years older than you.
She is. That's crazy. If I started dating her, would you be okay with
it? I'd kill you. I'd kill you and then kill her.
You'd still be able to come home for... I'd love you to come home for Christmas to my house.
In this, you're getting the big house in this?
I made a couple of moves.
In this scenario, you...
I did good in the market right before we hooked up.
Yeah.
And they have houses down there to rent?
Yeah, man. It's pretty crazy. It's all fucking... You can rent a townhouse. You can rent a condo. You can rent an apartment. You can do whatever.
You mean you guys weren't all in a one-bedroom hotel room in Ocean City, New Jersey?
No.
Yeah, me neither.
It wasn't a fully vacation. We've done those.
In the winter?
We've done those. I've done like the 2 weeks at the Seashell Motel down there. Flip that over.
All right.
2 weeks at the Seashell Motel down there in fucking Wildwood Boardwalk at the corner of fucking...
I know the Seashell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The rooms are adjoining even when you don't fucking... Even when you're not with the party next door. They're popping in, going through your purses and shit when you're sleeping. I remember you, Tito.
You guys got toothpaste.
Okay, wake up. They're eating your goldfish.
So you... Oh, man. Goldfish down the shore. They just tasted better. I don't know why.
They did.
Ooh, that Pepperidge Farms. When that salt air hits it, look out.
And a fucking coke did screaming cold. Screaming cold in the fridge.
Oh my!
You aren't paying the electric bill, so you fucking crank those. You crank those fridges down to zero.
What is that? Why
is that?
That
was like
a
big freezer.
Yes. Oh, an ice cold soda and some goldfish.
Dude, I used to rip those. I can still feel it in my mouth.
Did you ever get them when they used to come in the big thing that looked like a gallon of milk
or
a half a gallon?
That's all we roll with, dude. That's all my family rolls with.
My tongue hit the mic.
Mike's dissolving now.
Kind of liked it. All right. So,
Whatever.
No, I want to hear about this.
I know, but okay.
I want every detail so I can make fun of you. Hard on.
You know
what I was doing all weekend? Working. That's right. Working. Shoveling snow.
Oh, yeah. It snowed, too. I was laying in a pool when I got the text. Oh, sorry. Sucks for you.
You wouldn't fit in a pool. All right? Let's go.
What? You're
fat. You got a big head. Heard you were hitting your
head's out of wool. What are you doing in a pool?
Heard you were hitting your head on the roof at Epcot. Okay. We're all going to be winners.
How do you know what Epcot is?
I've seen pictures.
Yeah. I'll show you
some.
It's
a big golf ball.
Yeah, I'll send
you I don't know
some.
What goes on in there, though.
It's a roller coaster.
What?
Yeah, in there.
Son of a bitch.
The history of space or something.
The history of space. Get the fuck out.
The journey into Foley's belly button.
Around Foley's belly button in 80 days? Over here, we pass a gumball, ladies and gentlemen.
It's pretty funny. I haven't seen you in like 2 weeks, so this is us getting all like the
two
fuck,
weeks
or something like that.
Enough. Let's say it's been enough.
The 10 days of riffing out that we haven't been able to get in.
Very nice. You leave on Thursday.
No, we left on Saturday.
Saturday?
I went Saturday to Tuesday.
Saturday to Tuesday?
Yeah, they had the house Saturday to Saturday. And this is what I told my mom. I said, listen,
you stayed down there for the whole week?
Yeah, doing every park.
What do you mean every park?
Oh, you're that poor?
What do you mean?
You don't even know there's the Animal Kingdom, the Magic Kingdom, Epcot, Universal.
Disney doesn't own that.
No, but then there's Disney, Hollywood Studios, there's Universal, Epcot.
All just American and European trash just down there.
There's not a lot of
Europeans. Spending
money
they don't... Really? I thought it was flooded with Europeans.
It's tough to get to. I mean, we're like a good amount of Brits and stuff, but like...
Hello!
Hello, London! Hell of a park now, isn't it?
Hey, where's that goofy, mate?
Only buckets! We both went for a sip there. Very unprofessional. Dead air, dead air.
We'll be right back after these messages.
Not a lot. Yeah, I mean, not as... It's all fucking shitty.
People who really can't afford to go there.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know how they afford it.
They got credit cards.
And a lot of them are
assuming...
They're
probably skimping out on the insurance. The kids aren't going to college. They know that now.
Yeah, I think a lot of them, too, are like... a lot of them, too, are only going for the day or, a weekend. They're not doing the whole week or whatever, and they might only be doing one park or whatever. But it's
Can you imagine going down there for a day?
If you lived there and you could do it like once a year, that's like them going to Great Adventure or whatever, or Six Flags.
All right, so let's talk
numbers.
You lived
in Tallahassee. what the whole trip cost?
No. You don't know that, do you?
I can definitely ballpark.
Throw me a number. I'm gonna say 10.
Yeah, it's 5 digits.
Whoa. Like more than 10?
I mean, minimum 10, I'm saying.
Minimum 10. Did you pay for anything? Did you offer to pay for anything?
Yeah.
Offer. Oh, did you end up paying?
I paid for a couple of things. My Uber to JFK.
Got myself a t-shirt.
Which I got a receipt, and I'm sending it in for reimbursement.
To your mother?
I'm kidding.
Oh, I was going to say, she makes you send receipts?
I thought about it.
Tough bro.
At least a screenshot.
You believe this?
No tip.
Not asking for the money, but
plus I tipped in cash.
Okay.
What am I saying? What are paid
for? You
said
it was about 10 grand total.
Think so, yeah.
Okay, so what'd you
do? I mean, the parks are about 100, like 100 a person almost.
A day? You don't get a deal when you pay for the week?
I don't think so. They're expensive, dude.
What the fuck?
Dude, let's just say this. So my cousin went down. I know their exact number. I had a cousin go down a few last year. I don't even know when it was. Could have been 3 years ago. They went down. They budgeted. It's like a family of two adults, 3 or 4 kids. 4 kids and maybe or 3 kids and a baby or so. I don't know. They budgeted out 7,000. 7 to spend.
Okay. Like, to spend or on the whole trip?
The whole.
Okay.
What are you spending 7 grand there? What are you doing?
Depends on the coke is, huh? Yo, Mickey.
Pluto's got that.
Pluto's got the juice.
To give you something to get up on, Pluto.
He's got the fish scales.
So he and they spent 11.
Ooh.
Yeah.
4 G's.
So what I'm saying.
4 grand would change my life right now.
Yeah, that would change your mom's life, too. You, your mom, your dad, everybody.
We're going to Disney.
Everybody wets their beaks a little bit. You're sneaking them in.
Okay.
But dude, it's $45 to park. Preferred parking we did, by the way. But $45 to park. And you got there's two SUVs full of people.
Where'd you get the cars?
They rented cars for the week.
Rented cars for the week?
3 cars for the week. 2 SUVs, and they rented like a Nissan car.
Is the house you rented on the property, on Disney?
No. I don't think Disney does houses like that. I know they have like the hotels, and it's huge. Dude,
yeah, why wouldn't you stay at the hotel in Disney?
Crazy expensive.
Get the whole
and, dude, it's like you years out. We knew what rides we were going on and when 6 months ago.
You're lying.
No.
Why?
Because that's how it's scheduled.
You don't just show up and go in the line?
You can, but they do this thing called Fast Pass.
Oh, here we go.
No, it's free. It's if you Disney does it because they know it's like, oh, well, no one's going to fucking, if you're spending $85 to get in the park and then you wait 3 hours for, it's all just moving people. That's all the fucking Disney World is. It's moving people and taking their money as they do it. Dude, so you can fast pass 3 things and you schedule it out literally like 6 months ahead of time.
I fucking hate this. That sucks. That whole thing sounds like it sucks.
No, it's cool. So the ones at like, let's say the ones at 9, the next one's at 12, and the next one's
at
3.
Is this for a fucking 3-minute roller coaster?
3 minutes? What are you doing at 5 different times? Dude, they're like 37 seconds.
Oh, my God.
In and out. It's worth it, though. You just walk straight on. You feel like VIP, even though everybody gets to do it.
Yeah, yeah, and like the poor people are standing there looking at
no,
you.
No, they have. They get it too, you idiot. That's what I'm telling you.
You're telling me there's no lines?
There are. There's two different lanes. There's the easy pass lane, the fast pass lane, and then the fucking people that don't have it for that ride. But on other rides that you're waiting for, they have.
All right.
Like, they just didn't schedule that one at that time.
Okay. And other, what's it like to wait in those lines? Nightmare?
It can be, yeah, because it's all fucking kids and just
dude,
fucking,
I'm thinking a bunch of fucking.
Imagine being on the subway with a bunch of fat people from fucking Minnesota.
Jesus.
Crying ass kids.
I don't know how that's fucking enjoyable.
I'm enjoyable. Well, my God, this ain't enjoyable. You're
get
holding
me
a
Walt
baby
Disney
who's
down here.
Shitting on you. It's fucking bananas.
Yeah, that sounds like it sucks.
It was fun. It was fun. There was moments of it that were fun. There was just the people. I can't stand people.
We got time. Starts
off in New York. I'm at the terminal. We're waiting. I get there. I like to when I fly, I have a couple of pops. You know what I mean? Loosen the shoulders a bit in case something goes down. I'm ready.
Get some liquid courage.
Just something to take the edge off. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Two pops, two Lagunitas. I'm an IPA man.
What's that cost you at the airport?
I don't know.
$40
for two? What are you? Where do you live? You think it's $20 a beer?
I'll be honest with you. I don't know the price of anything.
It's like $7, $8 maybe? I don't know.
That's not bad. That's not bad.
Say $8. So we get a little chips and dip, a little whatever. We're at a Mexican restaurant. We got like chips and salsa.
Okay.
It's directly across. But whatever. We're flying out Saturday afternoon. It's not that crowded. Boom. We get in. We're sitting there boarding in like 20 minutes. Restaurant's empty. There's, I don't know, let's call it 6 people at the bar, right?
Okay.
Then we're on a booth about the length of this room. I don't know, call it 15 feet or so, right? Not even.
What am I, a contractor? I get it. Okay.
You're wearing the shirt there, fucking Bob Vila. Al Borland.
Putting a deck on your head.
I don't know, it's like a 10, let's call it 10 feet, right? It's like,
okay.
Don't give me attitude when I'm telling you the fucking story, jerk off.
I just don't need the dimensions of the bar.
Yeah, obviously, it comes into play.
All right, 15 feet.
10. 8.5.
Nah, about 7. Go ahead.
There's 3 two tops, right, on the table.
For you people that aren't in the industry, the food service industry, a two top would be a table for two.
So
there you go.
One person sits on the bench, and the bench is like, let's call it 10 feet. Then, you know, somebody sits in a chair.
Okay.
Right? So they seat us at the middle table.
The restaurant at the hotel. Or, I'm sorry, at the airport.
They seat us at the middle table.
Why didn't you just go up to the bar and get a beer?
Because the bar was kind of crowded. We just sit down. We have our bags and stuff.
Okay,
so we just fucking sit. It's literally the restaurant's empty. There's 25 empty tables.
But the bar was full.
The bar was full. Not full, but I mean, whatever.
It's my kind of joint.
So we're sitting there. All the tables are open. So we sit here. We're sitting there. A woman comes up.
Oh. Yeah.
Bigger than you. Not even joking. Bigger than you. Clothes tighter than.
So 800 pounds.
815.
Okay.
815. 8.25.
Just to sneak by me?
Yeah. And she sits to the point where, like, we have to move our table so she can get by to sit next to me. And right away, I'm like, lady, there's 30 tables you could sit at. Why are you sitting this close to another human in an empty space?
That is so funny that you say that, because the same exact
it's
thing
so
happened
fucking
to me
frustrating.
On the subway.
Dude, then she pulls out her
it
phone.
Might have been the same broad, because she was a hefty gal.
Well, Subway's different, because everybody's looking for a seat.
No. There was no one on the subway.
Whatever.
And she sat down right fucking, like I mean, like, if you would
have. She was trying to take a run at you.
If you would have walked. If you would have walked.
Maybe she was another hippo. Like, yeah, that was her mating call.
Started rubbing antlers.
That's what I was looking at. A couple of tusks. A
couple days off, loosens you up. You know what I mean? If you would have walked on this train, you would have been like, oh, that must be his wife.
His fatter
fucking
wife.
Oh, look at that fat guy and his much fatter wife. Okay. It's
they both have great mustaches.
As soon as she did it, I didn't even get mad. I just pulled out my phone and went into the hard feelings file and was like,
yeah, lady next to me.
That's exactly.
Well, now I'm walking around like super, I'm super aware of like all these little fucking.
Oh, yeah.
All these grievances that I have against society.
Crazier and crazier.
I thought this podcast was going to be good for me to get it out, but now I'm just like
angry,
hyper aware of it.
Uh huh.
She sits down next to me, and I'm like, what the fuck? Why would you fly? Why would you fucking sit there? Sit. It's insane. I can touch this woman. We're in an empty restaurant, and I can touch this woman.
What'd she say?
She's not speaking English.
Oh, God.
Not that there's anything wrong with that.
No, of course.
Well, I just don't know what she's saying. So she was Spanish. She was speaking Spanish. So, dude, then she pulls out her phone and she starts watching a video on her phone. No fucking headphones. Fucking headphones. I'm like, lady, you want to sit next to me? Fine. You can sit wherever the fuck you want. I think it's fucking weird. Super weird that you're sitting this close to me. But then you have the balls. No. The audacity.
If you will.
If I may. To fucking play a fucking video loud.
Here's the thing about that.
And then she plays music and then fucking FaceTime somebody.
Oh.
All within 7 minutes.
Here's the thing about the
And then she ordered a Coke.
Uh-huh.
And they brought it to her. And it was, she goes, this is diet. Can you take it back? I'm like, lady, they're trying to give you a hit, you fat piece of
shit.
So
she could speak English?
Barely.
Okay. Here's the thing about that. And I love our Latin American, our Spanish, our Mexican compatriots.
Shout out to Googe.
Okay. Shout out to Googeon.
Where the fuck are my t-shirts? My hoodies.
My sweatshirts. You ran off to the DR with them. Selling them down there. Hard feelings, world champions. No, love them. Those old Spanish ladies.
She wasn't even old.
I'm just saying. They do that shit without the headphones. And if it was like...
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. If it was like Seinfeld, MacGyver, something you could recognize, I don't know what they're watching.
Oh, like telling
them with a bunch of drums. Everybody's just screaming. Yeah.
Yeah, I know. It's crazy.
What the fuck?
Dude, I don't get it. I do not fucking get it.
If you FaceTime in public
headphones... You're a biggest piece of... Biggest piece of shit. Biggest. You're saying you're better. Your time is more important. Your personal space. It's fucking. Why are you FaceTiming? Why are you FaceTiming in public?
You should just be able to slap people's phones out of their fucking
hand.
You
should. I wanted to be like, can you turn that? Like at what point?
You can't even. You just got to lose it. Are you fucking kidding me? You fucking sit down right next to us and you start fucking playing that shit. Go fucking move down there and get some fucking headphones, bitch.
Jesus Christ.
Too much?
Oh, losing it. This guy's a psycho. We got security in here. Security. No, but dude, then this happened yesterday, so we're flying out yesterday. We're in Orlando's airport.
Wait a minute. This happened yesterday?
No, this happened when we're flying to.
All right, keep the timeline. You're like a Judd Apatow documentary. I don't know what's going on.
Deep cut.
New segment on the pod. Deep cuts.
The Foley doesn't understand
a little
shit.
Bit inside baseball.
No, so then yesterday, I mean, this has to do with FaceTiming in public at an airport. It just so happens. So now we're flying.
Well, you're in Florida. That's your fault.
I know.
Who goes to Florida?
But dude, this is what happens. So now, I hear a lot of people go to Florida. Jealous. So, dude, we're sitting in we're waiting for our flight, which was delayed 3.5 hours. Oh, my God.
What is it? Traffic up there?
So, we're sitting there. We're in like a corner by ourselves a little bit. You know what I mean? Like, we're away.
What's the footage?
The footage?
I'm kidding.
Oh. Square feet?
It's about 13.
You going to make me a bench?
Yeah.
So, and these three kids run over on an iPad and stand to the point where I can touch them, and they start FaceTiming with somebody in front of me.
Kids? Like little kids?
Like, yeah, like, I don't know, 10.
All right, what are you going to do about that?
Well, my thing is, like, go best into wherever the fuck you came from. Why are you running into my
They're
space?
They're little kids. They don't know. That's the parents' responsibility.
That's somebody's. It ain't mine, I'll tell you.
Hey, I'm with you, sister. Saying.
But what is with this people? Like, what, do you not have fucking ears? Like, how do you not know that that's infringing upon someone else? Even if you're a fucking 10, 11-year-old.
Nah, 10, 11, you don't know what's going
you
on.
You should fucking know
it's
that
parents.
Is inappropriate.
You know what drives
you
me nuts?
I don't know. You should know that's inappropriate. Fuck that.
I hate at the restaurant when parents let their kids order, and it's fucking, It's like, lady, what am I, a fucking kindergarten teacher?
Yeah.
Give me the fucking order.
Lady, I don't want to talk to him just as much
as
you don't want to talk to him.
I'm not here to fucking give him life lessons about how to treat a fucking middle-aged guy who made a couple of mistakes in his life and is still waiting tables on a Saturday.
Yeah.
I brought you to fucking Crayons.
So all of a sudden, you're like, yeah, you're like, you know.
Yeah,
so
yeah. Oh, dude, is that what you want,
Jimmy?
Why did
Jimmy? You not just let me finish anything? I was like, you were like a yeah. I was like, yeah. You were like a yeah.
I'll kill him.
What the fuck? Chill out, lunatic.
I'm hot.
Oh, my God. Yo, deer hunter, relax.
Mow!
Put the revolver away, will you? Jesus Christ. No, so...
So these brats are in front of your face
and
but
this
on an
saying,
iPad.
Yeah, and they're just screaming, and they're like, show the fuck, and they're putting the thing out the window. I'm like, I get that you're excited. Put on fucking headphones. Your parents should not let you be in public on a fucking, unless you're reading, if you're playing anything, headphones in.
Of course.
Fucking headphones in. Unless you're 30 feet away from somebody.
I want the aliens to come. I want the fucking nukes to go off. Let's get it fucking on.
It's too much, man. And it's fucking crazy. And then these people, like, dude, you think it's bad, like, when in New York when you're walking and people stop or do, like, just don't know how to operate?
I got another fight in the subway.
Dude.
Since last time I seen you.
Don't go to Disney then, because it's a bunch of fucking mouth-breathing cows mooing around and just bumping into each other like fucking water buffalo. It's crazy.
People would just stop
and like kneel down and tie their shoe in the middle of like a crowded fucking, you'd be in like a hallway. And like they would just stop and be like, ah, and I'm like, bump, dude, just constantly bumping into strollers. Oh shit, this reminds me. I know where.
Beat up a baby?
I 100% know where I get my hard feelings genes from.
From the piece?
Oh my God, that lady is nuts, dude, fucking crazy. I didn't even say this to her. I wanted to say it to her, but I did it in the moment because the guy was there. So
what guy?
I'm going to get into it. Okay. I'm just going to leave the story there. So you have to take a ferry over. You can't, so you park in a parking lot, right? And you have to either take a train or a boat to the Magic Kingdom.
What? It's on an island?
Yeah.
This fucking whack job.
Yeah, remember where the kid got eaten by the alligator?
No.
You don't remember that?
No.
Yeah, the kid and his dad, it was like a 2-year-old boy and his dad.
Did his dad get eaten too?
No, the dad just kind of stood there.
Really?
Yeah. You gotta cross that water. They were at the Disney Resort.
And what, the kid fell into the water on a ferry?
Mm-mm. He was where he wasn't supposed to be, like on like the side, like on the beach. You can't go by the water. Like you just walk onto like a ferry or you take a monorail.
Because all the gators.
Yeah, and like they patrol it for gators and stuff, but they're like, hey, you know, like,
yeah, that the fucking Florida. Get out of here.
I know, it's fucking.
What the fuck?
I was telling my girlfriend.
There's fucking dinosaurs over here.
Yeah, just walking around. Bumming smokes off people. Yeah, you got a light. Oh, fuck.
What the fuck?
I know, man. It's fucking, it's like the Wild West down there. It's
I wouldn't
crazy.
Go swimming in Florida. Unless it was a fucking caged-in pool.
I didn't even take a shower.
No shit. Like, you can't jump into a fucking lake or anything down there.
Oh, no.
They'll get you.
Oh, yeah, they're waiting. Yeah, look at this fat fuck.
Woo.
See your bright white ankles stepping in the water.
Look like two bobbers.
Hey, there's an albino rhino. We're going to be eating for months.
Ain't seen one of them in a couple years.
Thanksgiving in April.
Get the fuck out of here.
That's crazy.
That's sad the kid died.
Yeah, whatever. It was like 2 years
right,
ago.
Jesus Christ.
Tommy had a bit about it.
Tommy who?
Lavelle. No, that's a kid I went to high school
Tommy
with.
Tommy C? What. Tommy Cassidy?
Tommy Cat
the
Daddy.
The Cat Daddy? Shout out to our old pal.
Yeah, wait, so what was I saying? Oh, so we're on this, we're on the ferry, right?
That's fucking nuts to begin with. I know I sound like an old curmudgeon, but what... You know why I don't want to say it because I've been an employee of the of Disney Films, so I don't want to say anything. Go ahead.
Okay, yeah, like they're listening to this. You fucking idiot. Well, can you get some caps for your teeth? Those things are getting smaller by the minute.
You've been chewing a lot of wood.
Jesus Christ.
You think I need some veneers?
Oh my, you need something. I'd rather have you be like Gary Busey than these little baked bean things you got going on over here.
Yeah. Welcome back to Harfield.
There could be none in there, and I still wouldn't be able to tell. Oh, God.
A lot of protein shakes.
Yeah, brought to you by Polident, everybody.
Go ahead.
So we're waiting, right? So it's like a 5-minute ride. You get on, your kids look, oh, cool, it's like a thing for the kid, you know, whatever.
If you go in that water, if that thing goes down, are you in trouble?
No, I know how to swim. But I mean, if it goes down,
there's gators in that water.
But they patrol it for gators and shit. Like,
what do they do? Give them tickets? What do you mean they patrol?
Fucking brain.
Hey, what
are you talking about? They pull out the they pull out the heater. Fucking two to the head.
Pull
it's like
evil.
The Departed.
No, they don't. They can't just kill alligators.
Yeah, did you ever see that alligator show?
What?
That's how they kill alligators. Do they put big hunks of meat on these big fucking metal hooks, throw them in the water, go home, wake up in the morning, come back, and it's just, it's bit the hook, and then they just pull up the fucking chain and shoot it. It's the most, like, non-sportsman, they go home, catch these things on a hook, come back and shoot them in the head. It's crazy. They don't, yeah.
They just kill gators, and it seemed like there'd be some law against that.
Dude, they're everywhere down there. They're like roaches here. They're they're in pools. They're eating dogs. Yeah. People all the time, those crazy Floridians, get all hopped up on those bath salts and shit. They think it's a girl at the bar. Look at the chompers on that one.
Jesus.
Until they get you in a death roll.
Oh, God. That's one of my biggest fears. Oh, I don't like that at all.
Yeah, he wouldn't go ahead. They think you're a car or something.
They run away from me. All right, so we're not even in the park yet. Okay, Denise is losing it. You're on the ferry, you got
there. Yeah, so what happens is, so we're sitting there, and it's all, especially with my family being lunatics, it's like you go down there with a group of people. Like, it's very rarely ever two people. There's groups of 9, 10, 7,
You don't
four.
Want to see a guy down there by himself. Okay? No, holy shit.
A guy pulled up next to us in the parking lot. It's a whole thing. Do they have what they call the rope drop?
A guy by themselves?
Yeah, guy pulled up next to us by himself.
A grown man should not be allowed into the Disney World or any amusement park for that matter. Anywhere. Grown men by themselves.
Matter of fact, you get out of here right now.
Grown men by themselves shouldn't be allowed to go a lot of places. Because guys that have no ill intentions don't go to a lot of places on their own.
Sure. But Disney's weird for people. People are Disney freaks.
I know, and that's fucking weird, man.
For sure.
Like,
for
you can't.
Sure.
You know, there's a lot of playgrounds in New York that you can't go into as a man by yourself.
You find out the hard way. Hey, get out of here, you fat fuck.
Hey, sometimes you want to hit the monkey bars, you know what I mean? No, but you're not allowed to.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't have a problem with that. A
lot of creeps out there.
So we're waiting on the ferry, right? And my mom's, we have two of the strollers, the Bobs, they're called. Baby on board or something? I don't know. Two big strollers, like the jogging strollers. You wouldn't know anything about it.
I know what you're talking about. And I don't give a shit.
About what?
The stroller.
What do you mean?
I don't care what the stroller looks like.
I'm saying whatever. Matt, it's a big thing.
I gotcha.
My mom's,
it's got the big wheel on the front.
Yeah, my mom's got that, right? She's pushing that. The kids are, I don't know, whatever, getting eaten by alligators or something. There's a family in front of her, right? And who's that is? Oh, jeez, who's that, Suge Knight? What the fuck? That guy was huge.
Hanging me out the window.
Oh, my God. You do have a haircut like Vanilla Ice.
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen.
Fully's
back from a Disney mission.
Something. Well, he's eating slightly.
But I'm growing lightly. Face it. I'm
no,
a big
fan. You're growing nightly.
All right, whatever. That's two strikes.
So, there's a, I want to say like, I don't know if it was from somewhere in Europe. These were Euro trash, right?
Garbage.
So.
Lego beige.
Yeah, it was French or like, I don't know, Moroccan or something.
They're actually, most of the time, it really isn't a fucking cultural thing. And, like, stereotypes are one thing, and, like, sometimes they're funny, but it's really not. Just some people are fucking pieces of shit. Their families are pieces of shit.
Yeah.
And it doesn't matter where you're from.
Oh, of course.
Because I'll tell you, we get a lot of tourists.
Humans are garbage.
We get, for the most part, yes.
It's just varying levels of garbage.
Yes. And it's great when you meet people that, like, do it right, that are nice.
Oh, remind me of the guy at the restaurant. This will kill you, but seriously, go. All right.
Because sometimes we get a lot of tourists downtown at the restaurant, and sometimes you get like a fucking cool French dad that'll come in and be like, give us a couple minutes when we'll be ready, okay? In like a cool French accent.
Uh-huh.
You come back, he's just like, he'll have boom, bing, boom, bam, boom, 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 bottle of water, thank you. Leaves a fucking nice tip and gets the fuck out of there.
Yeah. See, but that guy, I would say that guy is garbage. He just knows how to present himself in public places.
We're all garbage.
We've just learned how to. I'm garbage, but like if I went to a restaurant or something, you would never be. You'd
I
like,
mean,
oh, that's
you're
a nice
garbage,
guy.
But you're not going to be fucking. You're not going to do your iPad out in public or fucking bump into somebody and not say excuse me. Or
sure, but yes.
Pick your nose in the subway or fucking shit like that.
Sure.
Maybe not that last one, but everything else. Hey, when you got to pick, you got to pick.
I'm knuckle deep.
No, and I get that. You know what I was thinking? Is fatness indicative of being a bad person?
Yes.
You really think it is?
As a former fat person, yes. I think, and I still have these qualities.
It shows signs of like laziness. Shows
signs of laziness, gluttony.
Selfishness.
Of course, all of that stuff, which yeah. I still all have. I think it was just.
There's ugliness in fatness. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
All right. Official statement, Kevin Ryan, everybody.
I mean, as a former fat person and a still kind of fat person, yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it's definitely, I mean, I would just say there's, I will say
I
this.
Mean, I'm a piece of shit, there's but a, I don't think on. I'm a bad person.
There's a correlation between those things, laziness,
gluttonous, and obesity.
And obesity, for sure.
Yeah.
I would say so.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, because sometimes when fat people are mean, they look meaner because they're fat. Does that make sense?
I think a lot of fat people are like jovial, though.
Some. You know. I saw.
Except you. You're an angry motherfucker.
I saw somebody when I was walking in here today, and she was huge. And she just had this look on her face like she was a fucking asshole.
Well, like, I mean, think about it. Like, she might, just, like, every day she wakes up, she's upset with herself. She's upset. Like, so it's like, that doesn't.
You never know what people are going through.
That's not a positive outlook, you know? Like, that doesn't. If you wake up and you're like, oh, I'm fat, I'm stupid, I'm ugly, this shirt doesn't fit.
Who you been talking to?
Yeah. But whatever.
I'm down to like 3 shirts, by the way. 1 pair of jeans. I ripped my khakis.
Oh, God.
I love them.
Mid-meal. Took it one French fry. Oh, God. Babe, get my emergency pair.
I'm going to need a check and a tablecloth, please. All right.
So we're on this ferry and we're getting off.
Oh, my God. You're still on the ferry. You get off the ferry.
We're
pushing the thing.
Right. No, we're getting off. It's about to.
Okay.
So, and this, it's a human thing.
Now, are we
thing.
Talking about a ferry like Normandy, like that kind of
no,
thing?
No, like a ferry like you.
Oh, well, that's
no,
rude.
Yeah. No, a ferry like, I don't know, have you ever seen a ferry? Like the Staten Island Ferry?
Okay, all right.
You walk on the one end, and then that just goes straight and docks.
I didn't know if it was just like one of those things where like the front goes down and everybody gets off. Like one of those, like a landing craft.
We're taking fucking machine gun fire? What the fuck are you talking about?
The alligators.
My brother takes one of the head. Keep it cool, like Ryan over there. Look over, his arms are gone. My stepdad's looking for his foot.
Oh, was he there too?
Who?
Your stepdad.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Is he your stepdad or is he your mom's husband?
Depends what the psychiatrist you're talking to.
Or how close to Christmas it is. Daddy! After New Year's.
Has the will been updated?
Oh, he's here? Okay, I got you. I didn't think he would go.
Yeah. Well, who do you think foot the bill for the whole thing?
Well, of course, but I didn't think he would go.
Yeah. No, he loves the kids. So it's like a thing. Like he wants to do it for the kids. So, I rented a boat the one day. I couldn't go out on it.
Why?
Wasn't enough room.
Oh, really? You didn't make the cut?
I didn't make the cut. Uh-huh. I was like, oh, what time's the boat leaving? He's like, yeah, we can't fit anymore. I was like, all right, I'll be in the pool if you need me. See ya.
I'll be eating my feelings out at the continental breakfast.
Yeah. I had to break it to my girlfriend. I was like, listen, we can't go on the boat.
Wait, there was only you two couldn't go?
Yeah.
No, they're not taking babies on a boat.
Yeah, well, my brother, him, one of us could have went.
I would have been in a relationship ender, huh? You would have went.
I didn't even want to go.
You should have let her go and bond. A day to yourself in a big house in Florida?
Oh, whatever.
I don't know.
But, so, we're getting off, right? And it's about to, like, so all the families start lining up at the end because they want, it's, everybody's trying, you move as clans. You're like coyotes or something. You know what I mean? You move.
It's just no civility. Yes,
yeah, exactly.
I understand.
And it's like, so my mom's waiting, and my mom's the front of our pack, like, and she's got the thing, and we're I'm like kind of right behind her, and there's another family, this Euro trash family in front of her, and this guy kind of, he wasn't with the family, like let's say the mom was there or something, then he came up with like 3 kids and like got in front of my mom to be with his family, and it pissed, but like it was so unnecessary, like he like, you know, maneuvered around my mom when he could have just waited in line.
Yeah,
and
just
like,
fucking wait,
like 30 seconds in the door and whatever.
Yeah, come on, man.
It's whatever. So my mom, right?
Was there an excuse me?
I don't think so. Okay. I don't think so. Like he kind of just like shoved, like, you know, kind of like shouldered my mom out of the way and then went up and stopped like right in front of the stroller.
Okay.
Like kind of like, so I look over and my mom's fucking... Like, my mom's jabbing his ankles with the stroller, being like, and then he would turn around and be like, My mom's like, oh, I'm sorry. And then, like, he would turn back around and a minute later, my mom would ram it into his
head. She's using the kid as a weapon?
There's no kids in there. So she's got full. Yeah, the kids are, like, being held and walking around looking over the edge and stuff.
Oh, that's a spiteful woman.
Yeah,
right
so
there.
She's ramming this. I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. I was like, oh, you are fucking full-blown crazy.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's deep. And
physical.
Yeah. Just like, oh, I'm sorry. And I'm like, hey, go for it. What? Like, you know.
Wow.
And he kept being like, I'm like, you're not. Not like super hard, but enough to be like.
That's
like,
crazy.
That's crazy.
That's real. That's crazy.
It was great. I was like, yeah, go for it.
That's like torture.
Yeah, no, she's nuts. And then I found out because we were waiting to get into Epcot one day. And there was this.
She beat up a Goofy?
We were waiting to get up to. So there's this thing called rope drop, right?
Okay.
Which is right when the park opens. And people want to be there for rope drop, right? Didn't know it was a thing.
If you guys could see the look of disgust on my face.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Go ahead.
And, dude, the thing is, we were up at 6:30 every day to do this. We were not to do rope drop, just to get to the park, and you got to get the kids ready, and you got to drive, and you got to park, and you got to get on these fucking boats or the monorail, and, like, you know, it's a thing. It's a fucking process. So I was up. I slept in later to go to work today than I did every day on vacation. It's crazy. So we were on our way to Epcot. We realized we're there. The park doesn't open till 9, and it's 8. And we're like, fuck, we thought it opened at 7. I don't know.
You get to see the rope drop.
Yeah, so that's where we're like, oh, well, this will be. Dude, there's fucking 15,000 people already there, and we pull up. We're like, what the fuck? So now but they don't let you in. So
is this the season?
Yeah, they said it's like the busiest. It was spring break for most schools and stuff.
Okay.
Most, like, you know, school like districts.
Are they just pulling in cash like this all the time?
Per park, they make over $6 million a day per park.
Per park.
Yeah.
And how many parks are there? 5?
7, I think.
So that's $42 million a day.
Yeah.
Let's do those numbers.
We Googled them when we were waiting there. They make like, they measured it like $15,000 billion they made, they had in revenue last year.
$15,000 billion?
That's how they put it in.
So that's some kind of trillion.
I don't even know. Yeah.
Really?
More money than I can because, that I can wrap my mind around.
Wow. It's not just in the park, not the movies, not that shit.
Yeah, it's just the park.
Man, they should just take over. I heard that was his whole idea for Disneyland.
He wasn't a big fan of the Jews. I don't know if you know that.
I've heard rumors.
Yeah, on Reddit message boards.
There's some talk on the set. Hey, Hirschfeld, beat it. Disney's coming.
Last name Smith, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah, but another time my mom lost it. So now we're waiting in line, and it's like,
what about the rope drop?
So that's what we're saying. We're waiting in line, but it's just like people, they're letting you through security. By the way, dude, they check your bags. They check everything before you get a metal detectors.
Butthole?
Yeah.
Not bad.
So now it's just like masses of people, all strollers, all kids running around screaming.
Sure, that's a fucking huge soft target down there. You got to watch out for that shit.
Soft target?
Yeah, that's a soft target. That's what that's called, is a soft target.
Yeah, you're a soft comedian.
A non-military installation. A park, a fucking stadium.
Yeah,
they're called soft targets.
Oh my god, you and this fucking desire to be in the military. You draft dodging pussy. Your dad was a chef. He never saw this shit.
Yeah, he did.
All right, no, he didn't.
You're about to see this shit right now.
Yeah,
throw poop at you like a monkey.
Yeah, unzip your pants. But so this guy was like sneaking in to like to whatever. My mom held her ground again. She's like a lion,
She's retired. She doesn't give a shit.
She yelled at the guy. She's like, "Sir, can you back up and let my family in? We've been here for 20 minutes, sir." I was like, "Oh, you are fucking nuts, lady."
I don't even like that.
Yeah. Crazy.
Confrontations with the family.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, what are you doing? And I'm like, hey, you know, fucking stand your ground. Go for it. It's just not worth it to me. I'm like, yeah, man, you can go in front of me. Like, you know, it's not like
I just don't want to be around anybody like that.
But it's so crazy because, dude, you're in the middle of fucking 30,000 people or whatever, and it's chaotic. It's fucking chaotic. And it brings out the worst in people.
Of course it does.
Brings out the worst in me, for sure.
Everything brings out the worst in people, I think. What brings out good in people?
Thanks a lot, Einstein. Fucking asshole.
Square root of your forehead equals the equal parts of your eyebrows. Here's something that I did.
Okay, what do you got?
Okay, we'll get back to Disney, but you said brings out the worst in people. And I swear by this, Saturday, went over to the old health food store, Saya Organic on 30th Avenue.
Are you raising a complaint? Get these vegetables out of me!
I would like some more artificial flavoring in here.
No, got a sage stick. smudge the apartment. You know what that's about?
I think you smudged your pants. You need a Tide stick.
They got that vegan chili. It goes right through me.
You need a Tide stick because you smudged your underwear.
Sounds like a Jewish sex term. Oh, I smudged it. Okay, that's two.
You stink. Yes. Smudging. Two outs, full count, buddy. Let's see what you got.
My big sage material.
Are you the hometown hero?
Listen, all right, you smudge your apartment. You go out and you get a sage stick. It's sage wrapped in a bundle. You light it up. All right. Take a hit. Everything's cool.
You look over your girlfriend's on peyote.
Anyway, and you smudge your apartment. You go through. You go over the.
You can't be saying this word right.
It's called smudging.
It can't be smudging.
It's smudging.
No, you're pronouncing something wrong.
I'm telling you, it's called smudging your apartment.
No, it's not. Yes.
Google it. Where's that scumbag Spaghetti over in here to fucking do a little Google?
Oh, by the way, Spaghetti, what's his last name? Oh, Carmine Spaghetti.
Our producer, programming director.
Our programming extraordinaire.
What?
He's a Disney guy.
Oh, good.
Disney. We should get him in here. Grill him. Maybe smudge him. Smudge him a bit.
You smudge the apartment, okay? Google it.
It gets the bad vibes out?
Gets the bad. Dude, I'm telling
you. That's your relationship. That's not the apartment.
You gotta get that broad out.
The apartment's trying to smudge you guys.
First list of instructions, dumper. No, I'm telling you, dude, we felt different, okay? We got into a fight the next day, but still, that day we felt different. And then I smudged it again. It does something to the ionic structure of the air where it actually takes bad energy out of the air. And we open the windows.
See if you can take some bad energy out of that haircut. Because that thing needs a smudge or two.
Smudge your face. I'm telling you.
Oh, good one.
If you guys out there are feeling stressed out, smudge the house. Smudge the apartment. You get a nice sage stick and you do it.
This doesn't sound
I'm
right.
Telling you, man, it fucking works. I think Monroe did it, and that's how I heard about it. And then we wanted to, you know, just clean out the apartment. So we cleaned the apartment and fucking smudged the joint. And it felt good. I really got a lot out of there.
Indigenous peoples of the Americas involves burning sacred earth, in some cases spiritual cleansing or blessing. Oh, these people are all fucking tree-hugging dummies.
I'm telling you.
Smudging ceremony. All right. Okay, sure. Native American. Look at you.
Yeah. You smudge the apartment. And you
Chief, how fat are you?
You say.
Hey, yeah.
Chief cereal bowl. All right, listen. I don't know.
How much cereal do you eat a week?
It's funny you mention that.
You eat out of the Tupperware, don't you? You get a big old.
I get the big spoon and the big bowl.
A big ladle and a trough.
Oh, I love a good
bowl. Fill your fat gullet.
I love a good bowl of cereal. I'll tell you that, buddy. Ice cold, whole milk.
What's your top three cereals?
Top three?
To mix together now.
New segment on the show.
Guys, write in. What's your top three cereals?
Top three cereals. One they don't make anymore. I ate it all. He's spitting it out. I almost had him on a spitter. I'm not paying for that, by the way. You got that Disney money. You pay for that microphone yourself. Go ahead. Spit it out. Go ahead. Spit it. There's a little on your lip. Yeah, the one they don't make anymore, it was called CW Post. I think Post made it.
CW Post?
Yeah, they have like an old-timey kid on the
thing. Sounds like somebody friends with J.P. Morgan.
Picture a
nothing on that?
That's good. Picture like a 3D golden.
I'm a cereal man.
Picture like a 3D golden gram. A thicker gold. Picture a golden gram, but built like a check. You know, checks? Not the country. The blonde hair, tall shoulders. Picture one
My
of
My girlfriend's
those.
Check.
Is she?
Yeah.
No kidding.
Yeah. From Prague.
Oh, very nice.
And
then it had
frosting.
But
I don't even know what a fucking honeycomb looks like.
Picture a fucking mini. Not a honeycomb.
You said honeycomb.
I said golden gram.
I don't even know what that is.
You don't know what a golden gram is?
No.
Commie bastard. What the fuck?
I was a Special K, man.
I bet you were. Special K?
Oh.
You probably had kicks. Ugh.
No, not at all. Special K, Cocoa Pebbles. I know the Cocoa Krispies can go suck a dick.
Wait a minute.
I'm
Pebbles
man.
How do you go
man.
From Special K? First of all, how do we go from Disney World to cereal? But let's roll with it. Special K.
You're about to smudge in the front of your pants.
You asked me what my top three were. Cinnamon Life.
Now, not fucking what. If you went to the grocery store today, right now, gun to your head, what are you buying?
CW Post.
Yeah, it's not there.
Whatever. I'm getting Cinnamon Life. Yeah, I still like sugar cereals. Is that a problem?
No, I don't care.
Because we can settle this outside if there's a fucking problem with me liking sugar.
Do you hear that feedback, or is that just my cans?
Hold on.
You talk.
Hello. Hello. Hello.
Do you hear
that? Yeah, I hear a little bit of that.
All right, so just back up a bit, maybe.
Okay. Cinnamon Life.
Cinnamon Life's one. That's your number one.
Frosted Flakes. Now,
I've been
eating a lot of cereal lately. I'm not going to lie to you. Okay, you broke me down.
Coming out of your pores.
The jig's up, all right? I had a box of apples. It goes in about a day.
Apple Jacks are great.
No, these stay stink.
What, I mean, from
get
what I
Fruit
remember.
Loops. What are you doing? Just get the Fruit Loops. Frosted Flakes makes.
You're eating a box of cereal a day? You're too hot. Fix your, something's going on with your mic. I hear it. It's rattling.
I hear it too.
So take a second. I'll fill the dead air. Guys, this has been brought to you by CW Post and Company. It sounds like they make cardboard boxes or something.
I think CW Post is like the long name of Post cereal. I think if you trace it back, there was a guy named CW Post.
Only you would be fucking doing Family Tree for fucking cereal makers.
You Steve fat Kellogg's. Fuck.
Yeah, right. Barry General Mills.
Anyway, Frosted Flakes make cinnamon Frosted Flakes, and they make chocolate Frosted Flakes.
Okay.
They're fucking fantastic.
Gotcha.
I like a cornflake every once in a while, too. We have that at the restaurant. They give us cornflakes.
Like with the cock-a-doodle-doo cornflakes?
Yeah. What other cornflakes do you know? The one with the big dick on the front. Yeah, the fucking cock-a-doodle-doo.
I don't eat cereal. I haven't eaten cereal religiously in fucking since church.
Whatever.
Nothing on that religiously.
We're getting close to having to wrap this up. You got any? Is there anything I need to know about Disney? That the listeners of the Hard Feelings podcast here on the original podcast network need to know about your trip with your fucking rich scumbag family to fucking Disney World. When I was up here stressing and working and worrying.
Yeah, it's not what life's about, buddy. You got to relax a little bit. Let the shoulders down.
No.
Yeah. You got a bad ticker. That thing's going to go.
I feel like it is. I feel pressure in my heart.
Relax.
Well,
relax.
I had a stressful week, man. I had a stressful week. And if this
listen, go home, get a sage stick, light it, shove it up your fucking ass, and relax for a minute.
If this thing this week woulda or does work out, I told myself I'm never going to put myself through this again. Of course, I don't.
Way to be vague, douchebag. If this thing happens, I'm never going to do it again.
I had a pretty big audition on.
Hey, there's no such thing as big auditions, just fat actors.
Oh, trust me, there is. This was a big one. And then I had a callback today
about
it. By the
way, you stink. I've seen more range in a kitchen.
You did that at the door.
That was the joke.
It would have been good. That's a pretty good bit. I'll give you guys that. Seen more range in a kitchen. Seen better film on teeth. A little similar, but okay. Anyway, you cut me off right in the middle. I'm pouring my heart out.
No, I made fun of you for trying to be super vague.
I wasn't trying to be super vague. I don't know. Whatever. Anyway, this is the fucking big one. And if this works out,
which one for all the marbles?
This would make
what's
up.
What's the paycheck on a thing like that? I don't even know what it is. We haven't talked. We've spoken for 10 seconds before we started recording.
I can't say what I'm not going to say what it is. That I'm too superstitious about it.
Yeah, that's smart.
The paycheck on this, I would be able to turn my life around in a week.
Foley, I could turn your life around with the money in my goddamn pocket. Turn your life around.
My tongue hit the mic again.
Maybe that's what's causing
this thing's
the
making
feedback.
The moves on me.
Jane, turn your life around.
Well, you know, this,
you resorted to sage in your apartment. This, anything can turn your goddamn life
No, that's
around.
A good lifestyle thing. This would catch me up to 42 very quickly. Let me just say that.
What?
I would
give me a ballpark. I was open about the Disney trip that wasn't my money.
I mean, it's there's a little bit of speculation of how much if it went in a really good way, it would be, I would think, five figures. A nice five figures overall when all is said and done. And that's just the tip of the point is it would put me into a different category or whatever, and things would be a lot. Be dead. I wouldn't be doing this. I'll tell you that, okay?
Buddy.
Your number would be lost. No, I'm kidding.
Oh, thanks. Do me the fucking favor.
I still need that $5 after the show, though. Yeah. Yeah. So, and just to, you know how you said...
You're fat?
No.
You're ugly.
You know how you told me a couple weeks ago that I tend to put the cart before the horse?
Yeah, what you're doing right now.
Yeah, I couldn't help myself with this.
Sure.
And as much as I thought it and tried not to think about it, because it's like the, you know, like I'm saying, if I feel like if this worked out or one of these eventually work out, then I'll feel a little bit more comfortable and secure where I'll be able to have that kind of, you know, not you know, do it and let it go and all that kind of stuff. But right now, I got a fucking gun to the back of my head, like a lot of people out there do.
Sure.
You know? But I was thinking, I literally the whole week was me going from moments of sheer self-doubt, panic, worry, overthinking to envisioning buying my parents' house. Kicking them out. Hey, you want to stay?
You gotta fat pay. Fuck.
No, I'm saying like paying their mortgage off.
Yeah, that's what they need.
They don't.
What?
I don't know if they need.
They don't. Your brother makes more money than whatever this would have been, and he's not buying your parents' house. So what thinks you're going to come across $15,000 and all of a sudden fucking be the fucking that's Superman, what, come in, buy presents for... That's not, you're going to be poor again.
That's
listen.
That's what my parents' house is worth, $15,000. Yeah, this is double wide.
You can buy six of them. Hey, here's two more. Hey, listen, this one's paid off.
You get a half hour in Disney World.
I got a down payment on two others.
And artistically, you know, we don't talk about that kind of, but it's fucking difficult. It was a real mind fuck because let's say coming off the jump, I wasn't really the type in the character breakdown. And then when I got there, I'm in a room with fucking 10 guys that look nothing like me. Much like look like our dads.
They were only slightly obese.
And then I get a call back and then it's four guys that look nothing like me. And it's like, what's the fucking game here, man?
They're just laughing at you. No, I'm joking.
I think so.
But regardless, yeah, whatever. The work is, do the work is the work. But like, on a life thing, you've never been more successful now than ever. Stop, don't say that. You've had television. You've been a hot dog vendor on multiple programs. You've been a food delivery guy in something coming out, I think.
July 15th. There. Set it up on Netflix, yeah.
Brought to you by Pizza Hut.
You got to make fun of yourself, folks. You got to keep it loose.
You were in that thing on Hulu brought to you by Nathan's Hot Dog People.
Everything's food sponsored.
That's the joke, thanks.
You got the Chef Boyardee thing coming up.
I'm sure you get something with an egg roll coming through. No, but listen, you've never been more successful, even in life, not monetarily or career-wise, in life. You have an apartment with a woman that you're saging. You know what I mean? Dude. Fucking
it's Asian, not Sajan. She's Asian. She's Filipino, okay?
Chinese-Mexican.
Chinese-Italian. It's a good bit.
We got to get over to the other studio.
We have to go to the other studio?
We got to go to Mill Iron.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
7:30.
That's right. Mill Iron Studios, fellas.
Whatever, shut up. So let me get this out. Dude, fucking 2 years ago, you were sleeping on another comic's kitchen floor under the table on a blow-up air mattress that had a slow leak that may or may not have been caused by your weight problem. So listen here, you fat fuck.
You're still investigating that.
You got a bed, which I may or may not still be that same air mattress, but you got a bed, you got a couch, you got an apartment, you've been on television.
That's all well and good, but these things are like the next level shit.
You got one or two good, solid bits that you do on stage that I've seen. Oh, come on, why you got to check out on that joke?
Sorry.
You stink, that's what I'm trying to get at.
All right, I stink.
I'm just saying, just relax. You weren't even, fucking 2 years ago, you weren't up for these roles, so it's like you trust the process, just keep going.
You don't know how this process, I mean, not that I don't... That's not like I'm quitting or anything like that. I get it, but I can't explain to you.
Charlton Heston, chill out, will you?
That process is fucking excruciating.
Okay.
You go in for an audition, you get it, you don't get it, okay, whatever. But when it's callback, next callback, screen test, and the fucking guys in the room...
Screen test? I walk through screens all the time.
Guys in the room get more important by the day.
Yeah, so who cares, man? You perform every night. Why is it you're letting
I'm just
the
venting here to my friends here on the podcast.
And I'm trying to fucking help you, you fat fuck.
Thanks, Doc. This guy's got a real good bedside manner.
Now get out the copay, will you? All right, let's wrap this up.
Wait, we're not going to get to the email?
I got
to
be at the studio in fucking 7 minutes, man.
All right, I already pushed it back from seven. We will get to...
We have emails that we'll read next week.
We got emails that we'll read next week.
I responded to all of them. They all know. I said, hey, it's either this week or next week.
Nice. We got the numbers again last week. Everything's still going up. Share the fucking podcast. Spread the fucking word. Follow us on Facebook.
Email at... thehardfeelingspod@gmail.com, where you can DM us. People are sending us messages to the Facebook fan page, or you can just tweet us or whatever.
Instagram, any way you want.
Any way you want.
Kevin's number is 267-255-5512. But
I don't know who that is, but call him.
There's definitely a lot of gratitude for this podcast because you guys have been really supporting us. You've been really spreading the word. I mean, fucking, we got more reviews coming in. More reviews came in. More 5 stars. Everybody's digging it. Everybody loves the format. We're here to help you.
Yeah. And like if you're at, you know, grab your mom's phone, rate it on her phone. Grab your coworker's phone, rate it on their phone. You know what I mean?
Most importantly, if you're having a problem with something, obviously.
We want to hear. We need to
hear. We're the two guys
hear.
To talk to because you get to hear our problems
the
every
hard.
Week.
I'm down.
That's right. All right. We'll see you guys next week.
Pause. I'm down.